Hallelujah. Amen. We will pick up on our subject and topic that we were on before our interruption via the meeting we had the last several days. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Our topic will be, and it's going to be, it's more than one subject, but the Spirit of God has led me to deal with them together. Okay? So if you may think I'm not on the topic, then I may not be on that part of the topic. Okay? So bear with us. Hallelujah. Now, again, the subject is this. It is election, y'all remember? Predestination, foreknowledge, and choice. So we're dealing with them together. Say it with me. Say election, predestination, foreknowledge, and choice. Amen. Praise the Lord has predestined or predetermined many things. But it is up to us whether or not we experience that he has predestined for us. And the word predestined means to predetermine or to determine beforehand. Amen. Remember this, that the Lord has mapped out a plan for each of our lives. And none of our life and path is the same. But I tell you what, it's all good when God gets involved. Amen. See, God has a plan mapped out for you already, but you got to allow him to bring it to you. You can't just make it happen, but everybody. So I would seek God to find out which way he wants you to go. Amen. Because it may not be the way somebody else is going. Amen. And it says predetermined. Now, we started this based on the fact that the word predestination in the Bible has been used or misused to talk about or infer or even imply that there are certain people that God has chosen to be saved and others he has chosen to be lost. We found out from the scripture that is not the case. What is predetermined is not who's saved or who's lost. What's predetermined is what happens to a person once they accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. That part is predetermined. But who's saved or lost depends on the